This is the Real Estate Wrap. You're on 1125 5MU, and in with me is our local industry expert, Angus Campbell. He's the owner of Ray White Woodside, Adelaide Hills. Who have we got on now?
Well, this man was voted Australia's leading property advisor. He is also the CEO of Metropole, property strategist. This guy knows everything there is to know about the economy and, of course, property, because that's what he immerses himself in every day. Please welcome Michael Yardney.
Thank you very much. Gee, after that introduction, I've got a lot to live up to, don't I?
You do, don't you? You do. Hey, we've had a big week, and the budget week, we've got a lot to live up to here too. We've got to make sure our property market heads in the right direction. So, Michael, you're the expert. What does this week's election budget, because that's what it is, what does it mean to the homeowner?
Well, interestingly, it didn't discuss property much at all. We knew if the Labor Party were bringing out a budget, they'd talk about removing negative gearing and changing capital gains tax. But the good news is that the budget and many of its initiatives are going to help promote growth, economic growth, jobs. And Angus, that makes it very positive for our property markets.
That is good. So what will happen to housing prices, in your opinion, for the rest of this year? We've got a year between budgets. So what's going to happen for the rest of this year, given that we might even have a leadership change?
Well, there's not one property market in Australia. So the common question I'm asked is, what's happening to the property market? Mm. It depends if you're a buyer, if you're a seller, if you're wanting to rent, if you're wanting to invest. So while some markets are going to continue to drop, we're looking at you, Melbourne and Sydney, the Adelaide market's performing quite nicely, disproportionately to the others, and it's going to keep ticking along nicely. Brisbane's going to do okay as well. Hobart's going to continue. So the markets are going to be very fragmented. And it's really, even though we've all got the same tax system, we've all got the same interest rates, it now has to do with local factors, Angus. Local jobs, local infrastructure, local economy, and most importantly, consumer confidence. Angus, if people are feeling comfortable about their jobs, if they're feeling comfortable about future income, they're going to spend money. They're going to buy cars, they're going to buy fridges, they're going to buy houses or do up their houses. So a lot of it's going to depend upon consumer confidence, or the opposite, uncertainty before the election. And it's also going to depend upon what the Reserve Bank does with interest rates, Angus.
And there is a lot of investment in infrastructure. We're seeing a lot of major roads being fixed up and built. And I imagine, you know, having infrastructure there helps underpin the growth in certain regions. I mean, we've got a lot of new people coming into the hills. Does this sort of thing help with property sales in that respect?
In a number of ways. First of all, it employs local people. Secondly, infrastructure spending uses local resources, and that's good. And then it leaves a legacy for future generations as well. So the roads, the freeways, the tunnels, the fast rails are all going to be good in the long term. And if you can get into the big smoke faster, quicker, in other words, you know, don't seem as remote, then that's going to be positive for property values, isn't it?
Mm. It's interesting, isn't it? Because you've got the big city that attracts people, as you say with your podcasts. And don't forget, we'll talk about that in a minute, where you can download Michael Yardney's podcast. But people are very much attracted to the city. You would argue that provincial or rural areas versus going to the city, the city is the place to invest?
Now, I'm not talking about where to live. The lifestyle of living in regional areas and rural areas. One of our kids lives on a 20-acre farm with horses. She'd never live in the big smoke because that's what she likes in the lifestyle. But if you're talking about investing, property growth, which is why you invest, occurs because people can afford to pay more, because they've got higher wages. So we like to invest in areas where there's higher wages occurring, where there are gentrification, old areas improving, where population is growing, and where people are living because they want to live there, not just because they can afford to. So the growth is happening in the big capital cities. Just look what's happening with all the infrastructure and the growth in Adelaide, all the changes and development there. That's making people feel comfortable, feeling wealthier. When they feel good, as I said a moment ago, they're going to buy their home or they're going to upgrade their home.
It's really interesting looking at the stats. I sat down and did an appraisal with a property in Littlehampton the other day, which is a beautiful little hamlet. It's in the Adelaide Hills. Now, I looked at the last 15 years of price rises. you had properties 15 years ago at the low end of $90,000. That low end is now averaging up around $300,000, whereas the top end has pretty much stayed the same, Michael. So you'd have to argue that over 15 years, that growth from 90 to 300K, even in the provincial regions, you know, like Littlehampton, popular place to be, there's some real hot spots out there, aren't there?
Oh, there are. So one shouldn't generalise. Even in Adelaide, there are some markets that are doing two or three times better than other markets, again, related to local factors, local demographics. So we look, when we want to invest, at people's, the census shows it, people's incomes. So we like to invest in areas where people's incomes are going up faster than the average, because again, they're going to have more disposable income to be able to spend money on houses. But there's no doubt that there's a ripple effect. So when Adelaide becomes more expensive, the outer suburbs and the hills areas pick up as well. It's just the way real estate works, Angus.
Yeah. Hey, how can people find you, Michael, if they want to find out a bit more?
Well, Angus mentioned my podcast before, and that's become very popular. People love listening to things online, the Michael Yardney podcast, and you can find that in any of the apps. And my blog Property Update has tens of thousands of people look at it every day, and it's about property, money, success, propertyupdate.com.au.
Oh, that sounds good. Bit of success never hurt anyone.
Yeah, we love that.
And I listen to your podcast all the time. It's fantastic. So just give us the address again for the podcast.
The Michael Yardney podcast. Oh, sorry. Well, you look up Michael Yardney podcast on your app or michaelyardneypodcast.com.
Yeah, terrific for investing, actually. Really good. Yeah, I love it. Okay.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you.